a little fun with our moms. I like having fun. I had my mom last Sunday. It was nice. But there's some things I want to share. I want to talk this morning, share with you this morning about similarities. And I kind of set it up earlier talking about how, you know, we things that when we look at moms, there's a lot of things we see in moms that are qualities God gives us or God has for us. But I want to start off and share 25 reasons I owe my mother. And I believe all of you have this as well, to 25 reasons you owe your mother, all right? Number one, I don't have it on here, you just listen. Number one, my mother taught me how to appreciate a job well done. She said, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. You'll get that later. My mother taught me religion. She said, you better pray, that will come out of the carpet. Anybody ever heard that before? Number three, my mom taught me about time travel. She said, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Anybody ever heard that one before? My mother taught me logic. She said this. Mom said, because I said so, that's why. Now, how many of you ever said that? Number five, my mom taught me more logic. She said, if you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mom taught me foresight. She said, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. I still haven't figured that one out. If you have an accident, I'll just leave that alone. My mother taught me irony. She said, keep crying and I'm going to give you something to cry about. My mom taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut up, shut your mouth and eat your dinner. My mom taught me about contortionism. She said, if you look at that dirt on the, will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? I need to read these better. Get my glasses. Will you look at that dirt back of your neck? You ever heard this too? Did you wash behind your ears? You ever heard that one? My mom taught me about stamina. You sit here until all that spinach is gone. Or in my case, it was peas. I didn't like peas. And I sat there one time. I sat there for an hour. Still hadn't eaten my peas. And they were cold. Now I like peas are okay if they're in a salad or something. Okay, I can do that. But I don't know. Number 11. My mom taught me about the weather. This room looks like a tornado went through it. My mom taught me about hypocrisy. She said, if I told you once, I told you a million times, don't exaggerate. Y'all get that here in a minute. Because some of y'all have said, some of you are quiet because you've said these things. My mom taught me about the circle of life. She said, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. My mom taught me about behavior modification. She said, stop acting like your father. Amen. It's okay, guys. We get our turn next month. My mom taught me about envy. She said, there are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. That's true. My mom taught me about anticipation. She said, just wait till your father gets home. She said that a lot. My mom taught me about receiving. She said, you're going to get it when you get home. My mom taught me about medical science. She said, if you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. And we found out Mom was wrong. My mother taught me about ESP. She said, put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? My mom taught me about humor. She says, when the lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mom taught me how to become an adult. She said, if you don't eat your vegetables, you're never going to grow up. You ever hear anybody hear that before? My mom taught me about genetics. She said, you're just like your father. My mother taught me about roots. She said, shut the door behind you. Don't you think you were, do you think you were born in a barn? You ever heard that one before? Shut the door. My mother taught me about wisdom. She said, when you get to be my age, you'll understand. And we all say, yes. Mom was right. And the last one, my mom taught me about justice. She said, one day, when you have kids, I hope they turn out just like you. And we all, you heard, you paying for your raisin. And you know what? The other day I said that about my daughter. I said, guess what? You're going to have a little one just like you. But we thank God for our moms. There's a scripture, and you don't have to stand. That's just one quick, real quick scripture I want to share this morning. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Another version said, follow me as I follow Christ. And a lot of times we see our kids doing that, whether we admit it or not. They follow us just like we follow Christ. Or they follow us like, you know, you heard the old saying, monkey see, monkey do. And it's amazing that they will do things that they see us do. And, you know, the old statement, talking about, you know, statements that we've made about, you know, do as I say and not as I do. Well, they do what we do. Not necessarily what we say. And so as parents, as mothers and fathers both, we got to be careful how we conduct ourselves. We got to watch because those little eyes are always watching us. And sometimes it's great when they do good things, but it's bad when they do the bad things that they see us do. But also, here's the thing, and like I said, I want to talk about similarities because there are some things between Christ and moms that we can learn from. And if we're to follow me as I follow Christ, well, we need to figure out, you know, really key on that last part, as I follow Christ. Or as I imitate Christ. Because if we don't follow him, then we're not leaving a good example. I shared last week, you know, with my mom, you know, I thank God that I grew up in a Christian home. Yeah, they were strict. Yeah, they were, you know, I mean, I look back when I was a kid, you know, and I remember as a kid, thinking, man, they're, you know, these are the strictest parents in the world. And I'm still trying to figure out this process right now because, you know, with me, they were strict. But with my kids, their grandkids, they're not as strict. Like, oh, you know, I'm kind of, you know, of course, I got a few months before I step into that grandparents club. But, you know, I look at the fact that, you know, I guess you ease up, you know, the second time around. So, you know, it's okay. But, you know, the thing is, I thank God for parents that took me to church. I thank God for a mom that loved the Lord. That sang, and really, I'm blessed, and I really sometimes don't give this enough credit, but I'm blessed that I had, you know, not only a godly mom, but I had godly grandparents. And sometimes we take that for granted. You know, the other day, Sharon and I was talking, and said, you know, we wish we could talk, talk to my Grandma Farrell. I really love my grandma. I love both my grandparents, but. Both sets, but my Grandma Farrell is really something special to me. And I thought, man, I wish I could talk to her right now and just, You know, she'd be so tickled what she sees, you know, her grandson. Of course, she knew I was in the ministry years ago before she passed, but see how far we've come and just talk. And, you know, of course, it'll say you never appreciate what you got until it's gone. Amen. You know, and a lot of us, probably mothers, grandmothers, grandparents, you know, we wish we could just talk to them, you know. But think back to the similarities or the way they followed Christ as an example to us. And not take that for granted. And that's the first thing is the first. I got five things I want to share, and I won't take a lot of time, but let's just kind of walk through this a little bit if we can. Because number one, you know, we take mom for granted just like we take God for granted. Mom, you know, let's face it, how many times have we taken mom for granted? Mom's always there. Oh, well, mom will do it. You know, mom was a scientist, mom was a cook, mom was a sewer, mom was everything. Mom was a doctor, mom was everything. Oh, well, mom will do it. You know, and how many times at the last minute, I remember our kids, you know, they had a project at school, you know, due on Monday morning, and then Sunday night, oh, mom, by the way, I got to get this done. Oh, well, mom, I'm supposed to take cookies tomorrow to school. Sherry, you know. Jump into the kitchen, you know, open up her super mom, you know, outfit, and she'd get in there and make cookies. She'd do it for her kids. You know, like many of you moms, you know, and let's face it, we have taken moms for granted. Because moms are always there, moms are always going to do it. But think about how we take God for granted. God is always there. God will always take care of it. And, you know, and I said this earlier, and I want to just say it again because I think it's worth repeating that of all these wonderful things we're saying, and like I said, I was looking at Facebook, and of course I posted something about my mom and my wife, you know, Happy Mother's Day and how I appreciate her. But, you know, it hit me. And all these, I mean, you look on Facebook or a lot of social media platforms, you know, Happy Mother's Day, mom is great, thank God for mom, you know. Now, you know, and everybody was, you know, I mean, they're pouring on thick for the moms. And the moms deserve it. But it really hit me about, we'll pour it on for moms, but we don't pour it on for God. Yeah.
Hello?
And I think this is important. I think the more we talk about God, the more we're going to see a peace in our life, a happiness in our life, a contentment in our life, because the more we talk about Him, you know, the Bible says, He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Amen. And I believe there's a key there, that we got to keep our mind on God a lot more, because let's face it, we can turn on the news and we can get ourselves worked into a panic, or we can hear, get on other platforms, or we'll see a lot of other things, and hear a lot of rumors, or go to the doctor, we can get a lot of anxiety build up. We would be a bundle of nerves if it wasn't for God. And it's important we don't take God for granted. We don't take moms for granted, right? I mean, sometimes, let's face it, moms feel abused. Moms feel used. Hello? You know, years ago, I'd buy Sherry appliance, and, you know, one year she says, I don't want another appliance for Mother's Day. What do you want me to do? Cook? You know, yeah. She's a good cook. I'm a full gospel preacher because of her, you know. I mean, but, you know, then it really made me think. It really wasn't about her. It was about what she does. And so this is something, you know, and, you know, I think, man, I'm taking her for granted. But I think God said, you know, sometimes we need to stop and remind ourselves, am I taking God for granted? Because if we are, we better stop. Yeah. Again, you never appreciate something until it's gone. Yeah. I'm not saying God will leave us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But again, let's face it. If somebody is feeling that they're being taken for granted, or abused, sometimes they tend to pull back. So you appreciate them more. Number two, we think mom is always there to clean up our messes, just like we think Christ is always there to clean up our messes. I mean, they're a kid. Let's face it. You know, you've heard the saying that baby has a face only a mom could love. Think about this for a minute, okay? Come on. Let's be real. The real difference between a dad and a mom, when that baby is messed its drawers and it's got food from head to toe, it is a bundle of mess. Dads look at it and go, Sherry, the baby wants you. What guy has not done that? Don't you lie, we're in church. But the mom, oh, come here, let mama clean you up. Right? I mean, mama, I remember when our kids, you know, they had that message drawer, I'm thinking, what level of hell did this come from? I mean, my Lord. But moms will just wipe it down and clean it. Oh, it's okay. That's the difference between a mom and a dad. It's okay. You look beyond the mess and still see the baby. God looks beyond our mess and still sees his child. Thank God he has kind of that mother spirit that he looks beyond that and sees that child. He sees that child that he loves. He sees that child that he died for, that he suffered for. And thank God. But let's face it. When we grew up, we don't go running to mom. Clean me up, mom. Do we? Some of you still running to mama? Or running to your wife's clean me up? No, you can take a shower yourself. You can clean yourself. But what about us? We still get ourselves in a mess and we still go back to God and say, clean it up. Ooh, it got quiet. Well, God's always there. God will clean us up. God is there. Yeah, God will clean us up. Thank God for that. But listen, let's get real. There are some messes you need to clean up for yourself. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, what did it say? I put childish things away. Have we grown up yet? Mom's there to always clean us up. Mom loves us no matter what. Thank God for that. And that teaches us, yes, God loves us no matter what. But there's some things we got to remind ourselves. We who are mature in God don't need to be getting in messes and expect God to clean it up every single time. There's some things we can clean up ourselves. But if we get into a situation we can't fix, yes, he is there. Thank God. He's there to clean us up. But don't take God for granted. Amen. Let's go on. Number three. We treat mom like a servant, just like we treat God like our servant. Now let's face it, guys. We're guilty. Sometimes we get a little lazy streak in us. Bring me this. Bring me that. Hello? It's quiet. I know I'm hitting a nerve. The ladies are secretly saying, preach it, brother. But we do find ourselves taking, we don't treat her like a mom anymore as we treat her like a servant. There's a difference. Servants are paid staff. Hello? Mom ain't your butler or your maid. I mean, when our kids grew up and, you know, as they got older, she said, okay, you're just, you know, you're going to make your own beds. You're going to do all the, you know, I mean, the older they got, the more responsibilities we gave them to where they were doing their own laundry. You know, it's amazing to me when the more they start doing their own laundry, how they use less clothes. Girls didn't change three times a day. Hello? They were seeing how, and when they got out and went to college, it was so funny, the first time they come back from college, they really seen how much they really appreciated their mom because all the stuff that they had to do. They were calling it, I'm adulting now. We just call it growing up, but they call it adulting. I'm adulting. You know? Okay. Good for you. Mom ain't our servant, and neither is God. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He deserves more than what we sometimes give Him and honor Him with. We expect God just to give us what He wants. You know, give us what we want. You know, come on, Lord. You know, here am I. We snap our fingers and say, you know, thinking He's a servant. Lord, give me, give me, give me. When God says, wait a minute, you are my child. I died for you. We feel Jesus this and Jesus that. No, 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 no. He is my Lord. He is my King. I need to honor Him as such. And yes, I understand what the Bible says. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And thank God He is here to give us the kingdom and to bless us beyond measure. But we should never, ever treat Him like a servant. Let me throw something out in this too. And kind of do a little reverse course on this. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. Let me go back to what I said earlier about in 1 Corinthians. Imitate me as I imitate others, or I imitate Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. You see, Christ came as an example to serve others. You can't serve others if you expect to be served. You hear that? You can't serve others as Christ did, as our example did, unless you get that. You have to serve others. You're not here to be served. You're here to serve. Hello? I'm not here for my mom to serve me. You're not here for your mom to serve you. You're here to serve her. She gave you life. She nurtured you. Remember, let me go back to, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. Remember that part? I think one thing we need to learn in the church is how to serve and not to be served. Hello? Amen. Number four. We expect mom to do more for us than we deserve. Just like we expect Christ to do more for us than we deserve. How can you expect God to bless you and demand God to bless you when you haven't done one thing for Him? Let me give you this concept. This is the formula for God. You do your part, then He'll do His part. Give, I do my part, and it shall be given. Knock, that's my part. And it shall be opened. Seek, that's my part, and you shall find. Are you getting this concept? We've got to do something first. So to sit around and say, God, you're going to bless me, and you're going to do this for me, and you're going to, you know. No. This name it, claim it, you know, theology that goes around here, I'm going to lay my hand on Cadillac, I'm going to believe God for that Cadillac. Listen, He ain't going to give you no Cadillac if you don't even tithe. Hello? If you're not faithful with your finances to Him, then how can you expect God to be faithful in blessing you financially? Hello? mom to do above and beyond for us, you know, and then we wonder why mom's tired all the time. Mom, let's go. Mom, why don't we go out more? Well, it's because mom is cooking, cleaning, doing your laundry, doing all these things for you. Don't expect her. I mean, yeah, we think moms are super moms, but let's be real. If we had to do all the things, if we did all the things, and some of you are, because all the moms do, then we expect mom to do more. Let's face it, moms can only do so much. Hello? Let me go back to number three. Moms aren't our servants, right? But if we expect God to do more for us than we deserve, we got to remind ourselves, am I demanding more from God than what I'm giving into this relationship? Let me go back to another formula. If I am faithful with everything in my life, guess what? He'll be faithful in everything in his life. He'll be faithful in everything. Faithfulness breeds faithfulness. I got to be faithful in my part. Again, I got to give first. Well, I didn't do it in salvation. Yes, you did. You come and asked for salvation or asked for forgiveness. He gave it because you asked. You did your part. He did his. You see, it's always that way. You go back in the Bible and you look at every little thing. We have to do something first. A response first. Then he responds to our actions. But if we're not given anything on our part, then don't expect God to do anything on his part. God, why don't you answer? God, why don't you do it? What are you doing? It's quiet. Come on, Pastor, you're going to be lighthearted. No, well, there's some things. There's some learning moments here. Number five. When we have done bad things, mom still loves us. Even we've done bad things, Christ still loves us. Amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We can mess up. Like I said earlier, we can be a mess from head to toe. Mom's still going to love us. We can make mistakes. Mom might not agree with it, but mom's still going to love us. I mean, my kids, I love them all, and they've done some things I didn't agree with, but I still love my kids, just like mama did. She loves her kids. Don't matter. Yeah, they've done some things that breaks your heart. They do things you wish you could just, knock them in the head and kind of knock them right, but you still love them, just like Christ. Oh, I tell you what, there ain't nothing better than that right there. Because how many times have we strayed, messed up, made bad decisions, and we come back to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I really messed up. And just like a loving mother, Christ said, come here. The story of the prodigal is one of the best examples that we see. We just say, Father, forgive me, and he says, okay. Why? Because we're his kids. And he loves us. That's the greatest thing of all. We know mama always loves us, right? We know no matter what, mama always loves us. You know, Sherry's parents, I never met her father, but I met her mom, and she'd been gone almost 25 years. And she has times, I wish my mom was here. I wish I could talk to her mom. And, and of course, she looks at me and my side of the family. She goes, you have something I never had. I knew both sets of grandparents. And my parents are still alive. And, she looks at that and she says, look at what you got. And she reminds me, don't take it for granted. Look what you got. Because she don't have that. And she didn't really know her grandparents. And so we got two opposites in our life. But, you know, she talked about her mom and how she misses her mom. And I tell her, I said, look, I know, you know, I knew your mom for several years, and I know her mom would be proud of her and bragging on her. I mean, because when we went into ministry and we left Missouri with California, you know, I remember one time one of her sisters said, yeah, mom, that's all mom talks about is you, what you're doing. Because she was, you know, me and her were entering ministry, and her mom was so proud. And I'm sure many of our moms would look back on us, look on all of you today, and be proud. If you're serving the Lord, that's a proud moment. Amen. You know, I look today, and I look at my children, and, you know, I mean, my kids love the Lord, and you know, my youngest daughter, she is a minister, she's a pastor, pastor's wife, and serving the Lord, and I'm proud of her. I'm proud of what she's doing, even in spite of her obstacles. And you know, Sherry can't wait to see her in a few weeks and see her mama to be, you know, daughter. And mamas are proud. Mamas are the biggest. I mean, when you're little one, you know, we you know, the ball game's going on, and hearing all these voices, and I can hear a lot of mama voices and grandma voices over the men voices, because mamas are proud, and mamas aren't ashamed to let people know. Right? I mean, when your little child was doing something, or you know, your grandchild was doing something, you were probably the biggest, loudest person in the room because you weren't ashamed to let people know, that's my baby. What do you think God is doing? I'm talking about similarities here, okay? When you do something he's proud of, what do you think your God is doing about you and saying about you? You ever thought about that, huh? That's my kid. That's my child. Look at that. Look at that. When you're serving and you're faithful to God, don't you think he's bragging on you? See, we don't think about that. Sometimes our image of God is, you know, holy, holy, holy. But don't you think God's talking about you? The Bible says he's a jealous God, right? And when his children are worshiping him and being faithful and doing things to follow his will and his word, don't you think he's bragging on you? Say, look there. Look at there. They're singing about me. They're talking about me. Look at there. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. Seen earlier the example of that. You said when you're 11, they sang together. What a great legacy. Still singing for the Lord. What a great legacy. Listen, there is a lot of similarities, and I'm just listed a few, but there's a lot of similarities we can go on and on and think about. How moms, we look at that nurturing aspect from our mothers and the characteristics of our moms. God is wanting to show through them how he is toward us. That's important. Let me remind you of this fact. I'm getting ready to close. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter how much you've messed up, no matter how bad, what bad situations you've been in, your mom loves you and Jesus loves you. And the best way you can honor him is to talk about him. Talk him up like you talk up your mom, but more so. Mom gave you life, but Jesus gave you eternal life. Mom took you so far, but Jesus can take us the rest of the way. And I want you to think about that today. As go and you do whatever Mother's Day celebrations you do, just remember that. Moms, keep loving your babies. Keep loving your grandbabies, great-grandbabies, whatever you have. Keep loving them, but also keep sharing the testimony and the legacy that God has given you to pass down to them. I believe that's a key. I'm going to share this one last thing and then we're going to close. When my grandmother, my Grandma Farrell, passed away, and I think Sherry said this, because Grandma Farrell was a prayer warrior. I mean, if there's ever a prayer warrior, it was my Grandma Farrell. And when she passed away, I mean, we always called Grandma, Grandma, help us pray about this. Help us pray. Grandma, pray about this. And when she passed away, unexpectedly, it was out of the blue. And I think Sherry or somebody made the comment, who are we going to turn to? Who's going to be our prayer warrior now? Grandma's always been that prayer covering. Who's going to be that? Who's going to do that for us? And when I heard that, the Lord, it really hit me like a ton of bricks. The Lord says, it's now your turn. Think about that. Your grandma, your mom, or whatever. What prayer warriors or what spiritual giants they were to you. And when they passed on, that mantle fell to you. And now it's our turn. Because I really wonder, this is one thing that concerns me more than anything, is this: these younger generations, are they looking to us as the prayer warriors and the spiritual giants that we looked up to? And part of the reason I looked up to my grandma as a spiritual giant and a prayer warrior is because I seen it with my own eyes. What do they see in you? There are similarities. Christ in you, mamas. It's your turn. Father, I just thank you. Lord God, for all this. I thank you for all of our mamas. All these special ladies, God, that you have given to us. And Lord, we cannot, Lord, there's not time enough to tell of all the beautiful things that our mothers have meant to us and have done for us. Lord, it would take days and weeks and months to share all the great things that they've done. But Lord, here's the thing I ask today. Let us never take them for granted. Let us never treat them like a servant. And Father, like we have done for our moms, I pray, God, that we don't do these things with you as well. I don't want to take you for granted. I don't want to treat you like a servant, Lord. And Father, I pray that we see the similarities between our moms and you and what you have meant to us. But also, Lord, I pray that all of our ladies today realize the great mantle that has been placed upon them as women of God, with that great nurturing spirit that you have instilled within them. God, there are little eyes of children and grandchildren looking to them to hear grandma or mama pray, to hear the stories and the testimonies of how good God is. Let us, Lord God, to all of us, never forget to share the stories of you and talk about you to the next generations. For Lord, we have to instill this within them, or God, we will lose them. And I pray, God, for this day. I pray blessings upon all of our mothers, of all of our ladies, God. Bless them, I pray, abundantly, beyond measure. And Lord, I just thank you for your blessings upon this day. Let us honor them and do them justice, Lord God, this day, for all that they've done for us. And Lord, I praise you. I pray, God, health and prosperity in the name of Jesus. Amen. One final scripture before we change and wrap up today. Proverbs 3:15 says this. It says, "She is more precious than rubies. All the things you may desire cannot compare with her." And ladies, you are more precious than rubies. And we cannot compare. Amen? Nothing compares to what you have in a mom. Church, do we appreciate our mothers here today? Amen. I was going to ask moms to stand, but we're going to let mom rest. They've done a lot. And I thank all the ladies that yesterday. And I thank God for this mother right here. I mean, not only does she do her mother stuff and her wife stuff and pastor's wife. And Lord, she's been drugged all over the country, but she still loves me. So she's a special lady. And you can't get any better than this one right here. I love her so much. I appreciate getting old with her. That's, Sister Velma keeps telling me how old I'm getting or how old I am. She reminds me. But I'm enjoying getting old with her and celebrating the years. But moms, we do have, as we leave this morning, we do have a special gift for you that we want to give you on your way out. All of the ladies, we have plenty, but we just want to say happy Mother's Day and how much we love and appreciate you. And I pray today is a great and restful day for you. I pray today, Jeff, you're going to pamper Tammy, right? There's already an afternoon of no golf today because you're going to pamper her. Oh. I see a fan with grapes in your future. Did I set you up good, sister? Yeah. You like grapes, right? Grapes and fan, you know. Get that loincloth on, you know. But we don't want pictures. We don't want pictures. Praise God. We got to laugh. Listen, all you, thank you mothers. Amen. Can we let our mothers know one more time how much we appreciate